Now, history very much defines us, so that means that accuracy matters. But which version and what evidence in history might you use? My next guest is here to talk about the very origins of colonial settlement in Sydney, the oldest house, the first veranda. These are the footprints of the lifestyle that we live today. She's written a book called Australia's Oldest House, Surgeon John Harris and His Experiment Farm Cottage. Experiment Farm Cottage is in Parramatta. But has the history of that cottage been shanghaied by the National Trust, willfully oblivious to the truth of the history of that building? Sue Rosen, good morning.
Good morning,
Debbie. Thank you very much for coming in, Sue. The discrepancy in the date on the historical record of this house, what is the discrepancy?
Well, the Trust are currently presenting the house as an 1835 gentleman's residence, which, if true, would have been built by Surgeon Harris when he would never have even seen the house. He was infirm, wheelchair-bound, and he died in 1838. The alternative view, which is strongly held in parts of the Trust, is that it was constructed in the 1790s and is the first verandaed house or surviving residence. It's the first surviving European residence in the country.
Now, that's a big discrepancy. About 45 years or so, in the very foundation of Sydney.
Yes.
Now, 45 years is a long time. So why does that matter?
Well, it matters because what it tells us about living conditions and the standard of life in the colony at that time. I mean, in 1791-92, people were starving. But here they are, building this very substantial brick house in 1795. It means that they've turned the corner. And I don't know that they even knew they'd turned the corner, but they wanted a lifestyle. They wanted a standard of living. And they were experienced too, because Harris had been in India for 10 years. Others had been in North America and in the West Indies. These were experienced imperialists. That's what I say. They knew how to, conquer a country, and that's what they were doing.
Tell me about the evidence that you think supports your view of the much earlier construction of this house.
Okay. Well, firstly, there's a list compiled in 1800 by Governor King, which lists Harris as receiving sufficient building materials to construct Experiment Farm Cottage. And then later on in the 20th century, Caroline Simpson organised mortar analysis and brick analysis, which point to a pre-1800 construction. And there were roof beams in the house that also point to a construction in a government workshop from that early period. So the main frustration with the discrepancies in the views is that the National Trust have never commissioned a qualified historian to look into the situation. Evidence was put forward in the 1980s by the Trust's honorary architect, David Sheedy. He was commissioned to do a conservation plan, and he came back and he said, I've got maps and, this mortar analysis that Caroline had assisted with, and other evidence, an 1821 letter written by Harris, addressed from the cottage. And he said, I think it's a 1790s house. And that seemed to generate quite a bit of a flap, because the architectural view at the time is, oh, that couldn't be, because everyone was living in slab huts and squalor or whatever. I mean, I'm not really sure. That's a bit of... I don't understand why they didn't embrace that idea. I don't understand why they didn't commission a historian to investigate further.
Well, but in your book, which details much of the internal politics that's gone on in the Trust as well over these important questions, you also point to, in a way, you've gone back to look at much evidence, but you also acknowledge that there are gaps in the historical record and that you don't completely trust the historical observations.
Well, that's right. You can take evidence, you can take pieces of evidence, a line in a letter, and make that mean what you want. But you need to look at the historic context, why the document was created, what did it mean. One letter that's cited to support the 1835 document talks about Harris sitting in the courthouse in Parramatta looking out the window all day. Now, Dr. Harris lives in Parramatta, lives in Parramatta, that's all it says, and he spent his day in the courthouse. Well, when I investigated the situation of the magistracy and what happened was happening in the court situation at that time, there was a newly created position of police magistrate, and Harris was in the courthouse all day because it was his job. It was his 9 to 5. Yes, he was living in Parramatta, and I bet you he was living at Experiment Farm Cottage. And that piece of evidence is utterly irrelevant, really, to the existence of Experiment Farm Cottage or not. It doesn't say anything. In terms of, it's not evidence for an 1835 construction because, you know, the view is, EFC didn't exist, Harris was living in the courthouse. And that is just rubbish.
Now, the thing is that this willful oblivion to the weight of evidence, which you accuse the National Trust of, what's in it for them? Why would they not? Is this a case of, people having locked themselves into positions and no one can basically call the whole thing off and start from the beginning?
That might be it. I don't know. See, I was brought into this in the early 90s by Caroline Simpson, who was, utterly frustrated that, after the evidence put forward by Sheedy, that an historian hadn't been involved. So I wasn't part of it back in those early days. And my job from Caroline was, go to the records. I want you, search them. We need to sort this out. And the only reason why it has been sorted out is because she commissioned me.
Now, the influence that this mindset has on the way that that house is preserved today and conservation plans around that house today is obviously very telling, because the stories that you associate with a house built in the 1790s compared with a house built in the 1830s is quite different. The lifestyle is different. The rooms are used for different purposes. The way it's represented to the public is totally different. So yes. You have a misinterpretation of history.
Yeah. Well, not only that, what's happened is, Harris would never have lived there. He would never have practiced medicine there. He used to also hold court there. And in the early days, he used to treat soldiers there before there was a military hospital. All that is lost in the interpretation. And when the trust, we've got to give credit to the trust that they're buying it in 1961 meant that that house has been saved. But at that point in time, it was in the 1960s, they bought it because they thought it was a 1790s house. And the Women's Committee, they and their friends who were collecting Australiana, the very first collection of Australian furniture was put into that house. And a lot of that's been removed, and because now it's being presented as a much later house. So a whole lot of really good work that was done has been undone. And then the story that's being told has no authenticity. And the problem is, I'm a supporter of the National Trust, believe it, but I'm really unhappy with their standards of management practice. They're not conforming to the borough charter. And we look to them, plenty of people look to them as being an icon. Yet they violate the very principles by which heritage practice is meant to be done. So I want to see them reformed. I want to see that changed, and that they are a credible, authentic organisation. When they speak on heritage, it's well worth listening to.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning. And them's fighting words from Sue Rosen, who's the author of Australia's Oldest House, Surgeon John Harris and Experiment Farm Cottage. Have a read of the book and all of the controversies that it contains. It's really a real page turner, I reckon. And also, Experiment Farm Cottage is open most days. So if you're interested, take a drive out and have a look.